From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. Syrian forces retook the hospital in Deir al-Zour after Islamic State attacked it Saturday following a dawn offensive by the militant group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishlu. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed that an explosion that killed one of its commanders, Mustafa Badreddin, was the result of artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said that it was not an Israeli airstrike, as originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says there's been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The news reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tirwan drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in return for investments. This is VOA News.